This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. More than 30 years ago, a film called Last Tango in Paris became one of the first and last X-rated Hollywood films to make it to mainstream American movie theaters. Last Tango was directed by Bernardo Bertolucci, whose latest film, The Dreamers, returns the director to the city of Paris and to another ratings controversy. The new film has earned an NC-17 rating, today's equivalent of X. The Dreamers follows a young American studying abroad who gets caught up in a bizarre love triangle involving a brother and sister. The setting is the 1968 Paris student riots.
There's something going on out there. Something that feels like it could be really important. Something that feels like things could change. Even I get that. But you're not out there. You're inside with me, drinking expensive wine, talking about film, talking about Mao's and why.
That's enough.
No, tell me why.
That's enough.
Ask yourself why.
The three young people at the center of The Dreamers are exploring love, politics, and the cinema. When I spoke with Bernardo Bertolucci, I started off by asking him what he was trying to explore with this film.
First of all, I think that the film is, when I did it, I was thinking very much about the young audience of today. And the three kids, which in the film are 68 kids, in fact are kids of today, that I took with me in a kind of time machine, which is the movie, back to 68. And as you said, they are exploring politics, sex, cinema, rock and roll. But meantime, Michael Pitt, Eva Green, and Louis Garrel, the three actors, are exploring the 68. It's like an additional exploration, let's say. Why 68? Because it was a very magic period. It was a very intense and magic moment for people who remember it, like me.
Now, this movie takes place mainly inside an apartment, and it mainly involves a sexual relationship and an interpersonal relationship between the three main characters. With the political protests of 68 really as a backdrop, why did you choose to make it a backdrop and not the focus of the film?
Because I think that today, what seemed so hot in 68, let's imagine the political context, would be kind of dated, would be kind of faded. And I thought that, like, sex was as revolutionary as being out in the streets. In fact, the big explosion of 68 in Paris, it's preparing outside, dans la rue, in the street, while our three characters, main characters, are doing their own revolution, their own transgression in the apartment. But at the end, when really the riot explodes, they will run out, they will run in the street.
Well, the ending is a little bit ambivalent because you have one of the main characters, Theo, participate in the riots, but it's sort of clear through the eyes of the American that he's maybe not doing the right thing in the way he's choosing to participate in terms of choosing violence.
You know, the ambivalence you're talking about represents exactly what my feeling was then. I was very split. On one hand, I am really not violent, and I'm against violence. So I was completely with the character of Michael Pitt, in a way. On the other hand, I was very attracted by the action, and so I am also with the character of Theo. It's something that then, it was really, for me, a big dilemma. What is a paradox, to me, is that in 68, the young American, Matthew, Michael Pitt, is against the violence, against the war. And he turns his back to violence. And the young French is very violent. Today is absolutely opposite. The young Americans go to war, and the French are against the war. That day, in a way, I was thinking after I did the film, I shot the film, and the film was opening in Italy, and it was a bit paradoxical.
Now, this isn't the first time a film of yours has been rated in this way. More than 30 years ago, your film Last Tango in Paris received an X rating.
The Dreamers is coming out with NC-17, and I know that many distributors are in admiration for Searchlight, which has had the courage to go out with this very apparently unpopular rating, because many other distributors think that that can be a precedent for releasing movies which are movies for an adult audience. Of course, The Dreamers is not a movie for children. It's a movie for grown-ups.
Well, your recent films, Little Buddha, Stealing Beauty, The Last Emperor, they were all about young people. Is that a nostalgia, or what is that?
It's maybe nostalgia. Maybe you're right. I think there is nothing wrong in nostalgia. It's a word that recently is a kind of bad aura. I don't know why. But, you know, I really would like that the kids, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, to see especially one thing that I repeat and repeat, which is that in 68 we were going to sleep knowing that we would wake up not tomorrow but in the future. And future means hope. In 68 the hope was to be able to change the world, okay? And that was kind of irresistible for the youth. Today I don't know if many kids have ever thought of being transgressive, for example. The word transgression, which was so common in the 60s, I think I never hear it today. It's like a forgotten word.
Well, I'm wondering why you chose to be so graphic, that, you know, that the graphic nature of it earned the NC-17. Why do you feel that you couldn't tell the story any other way?
There was another way, which was to have to have little twins and to come out with an R.
And would you have done that?
Of course, I had a deal that I had to honor. Otherwise, it would have been a catastrophe for my producer. Because in the deal, we had to deliver an R-rated movie. I'm wondering if Picasso has been asked why he was painting all these naked women. I'm wondering if Rubens was asked, or the Titian was asked why they were painting all these nudes. Was it really necessary? I would like to ask, for example, Pablo Picasso this question. I think he would have laughed at you.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the censors would say it's not just nudity, it's everything else that goes along with it.
I think that the nudity is innocent. If anything, is when you go to do some action of censorship, when you're going to cover the nudity, you risk to becoming obscene.
Filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci, his new movie, The Dreamers, opens in select cities today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Madeleine.
There's an extended version of this interview and some G-rated photos from the film at our website, npr.org.